Hello.
Inspector Richardson.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Elliot. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, fine.
You should be feeling great satisfaction in the achievement of a...
Aren't you proud of your new clients?
I certainly am.
Isn't that something?
Really great, yes.
They are the most...
best thing that's happened to the military services.
It makes the country proud. A war has to have even one like this, some heroes, and there they come.
Yeah.
Not only the ones that...
But they behaved absolutely magnificently.
Yeah, and the way they came off that plane and everything, that is really something. Yeah. Did you talk to Moore? Did he tell you? How does that idea sound to you?
Oh, I think it'd be great. I think it'd be a great thing for the services and for the...
Well, I can't go to... I can't go to all agencies and will not, but I thought we could... I'm just trying to think of how we position this so that it... What do you think we should say? That I don't want to get it in a position where if I go here, they expect me to go to state and the rest. You know what I mean? And commerce, et cetera, because I just haven't got the time. Should we say that I'm going over to get a report on what?
Well, you could come over to get a report on the progress toward homecoming of the
POWs and fine
the status of the implementation of the ceasefire agreement, but also I think the idea I got from Tom's account of his conversation with you was that you also wanted to consider how appropriately to recognize these men.
Good.
And
good.
I think that's
fine. Well,
let's lead, really.
The point is that let's have it sort of handled that way so that we can, so that the press will realize there's a special purpose.
Yes.
Fine. And then you, your fellows can discuss it. I'll discuss some other things too, naturally, just sort of have, so that they sort of have a feeling. You see, the chiefs and the service secretaries figure got to have a feeling they participate. And you can have anybody you want, but I'd assume you would have your deputy and then service secretaries. Does that sound all right?
I would have
Or do you like
have the deputy, the service secretaries, the chiefs?
Mm-hmm. No, it's fine with me if you want to add people.
I would add about three or four others.
Sure.
My top military assistant.
Fine.
And
well, that's your
assistant and the assistant secretary for public affairs.
It's your call, and you do it.
Well, we'd be really very delighted, and I think it'd be a fine thing for the.
Yeah.
The building.
Incidentally, I'll bring along Scowcroft with me, General Scowcroft, who is so that he can cover for the NSC crowd.
Great.
Okay, so you can figure just two of us and.
Very proud to have you here and delighted.
Well, I really think it's important for us to use this, Elliot, to build the military a bit. Their morale, make them proud, and I just think.
And their own and the country's.
That's right. The country needs it. Good.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
All right. I'll see you about 1 o'clock. Is that all right?
That